Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and this week on the podcast, we have the one and only Ashley Tisdale, former High School Musical star, actress, singer, lifestyle blogger, and also a new mom. Ashley gave birth to a beautiful new baby named Jupiter several months ago, and now she is back to work. And we talked a lot about early motherhood, parenthood, and her experience so far, and also just like dealing with, you know, I feel like when a celebrity becomes a mom, like the opinions and the ridicule and just everything, the like unsolicited feedback that they get, it's a lot to take in. And I think that, you know, the media and the public hold women in the public eye to a different standard than men in the public eye. And so like she has a great mentality around that, but I think it's such an interesting thing to hear, you know, her opinion on and just her mentality around. So we talked a lot about that and her work with Enfamil for their formula Inspire, because, you know, breastfeeding is also like one of those things that's incredibly stigmatized for moms. And when's the right time to stop it? When did you have to do it in the first place? Like all these different things that people talk about. And so she had a great opinion and great words to say about that. We also talked about one of the most important visitors that she had to visit her new baby, which is Vanessa Hudgens, her former High School Musical co-star, and just sort of the continuation of their friendship over the years. They've been friends for over 15 years now. And so I think it's really cool that to see Vanessa Hudgens meet Ashley just a little baby. Like it's kind of like a weird full circle moment. And I loved her thoughts on that as well. And then we also talked about the continuation of the High School Musical brand with the Disney Plus show, High School Musical, the musical, the series, and the breakout stars of Olivia Rodrigo, We Stan, Joshua Bassett, etc. And just sort of as sort of how Ashley Tisdale looks back at her child stardom, her teen stardom, and sort of like the differences in the experience that she had versus what maybe the stars of today are having. And so I love chatting with Ashley, and I think you guys will enjoy this one, especially if you were a High School Musical stan like myself back in the day. Anyway, keep listening for my interview with Ashley Tisdale, and please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Ashley Tisdale. Ashley, how are you?
I am so good.
Good. Well, I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that I'm so happy for you and congratulations on baby Jupiter. Like,
thank you.
I mean, I feel like you've been in and out of, you know, my life just as a fan of pop culture for a long time now. And to see you on this new chapter, it's really special. And congratulations again. It really makes a lot of people happy.
You're so sweet.
Do you feel a lot of that fan love? Have you felt that over the past, you know, I guess it's 3 months almost exactly now?
Yeah, I mean, I've felt the love since I even announced that I was pregnant. I was like, did not know it was going to be that big of a deal. I think people just were waiting so long. Me and my husband have been married for a long time. So they were just like, are you ever having kids? And then like when I announced, it was just such a huge explosion of so much love and support. And that was just so sweet.
I mean, do it in your own time, right? I mean, I'm like, I'm glad you do it when you're ready and then whatever. Yeah. So I think, I'm great that you're doing it on your own terms. And I'm sure as a new mom, you're sort of like taking it day by day in terms of how you feel, how everything's going. It's still all new to you. How are you doing today? And sort of where's your mind at right now?
Well, I mean, since I was late, I was kidding. No, today I'm doing great. You know, she is 3 months, and so I'm technically in my fourth trimester. And so it's just gotten better each day that goes by. I mean, she is so, so cute. It's so funny because I was like not going to share a picture of her on Instagram, and then I did. But I can't stop now at this point. but she's just so great. And you know, in the very beginning, we had from like the very second day of being with her, like we had trouble with breastfeeding, and I've been very open about that on my blog, Frenchie. And it was something that I probably didn't like expect would happen. But I immediately was like, okay, this is like, I just knew. I was like, I was trying so hard that first week. And I was just like, she kept on being fussy and really frustrated. And that was frustrating me. And I didn't want to have that to be our relationship. I mean, this is, they like, even though she was in my stomach, like this is a new relationship. And so you don't want to have like these resentments or frustrations or feeling guilt. You know, it's just like all of that stuff. You want it to be pure and you want it to be loving. And I it's all around feeding, and it's like, you want that special moment with your baby. So I like researched a lot, and I actually love, you know, Enfamil's Inspire. And I am someone who constantly researches, and the fact that it's the number one pediatrician approved formula and was the closest to breast milk, which I thought was great and has, you know, omega-3, DHA, lactoferrin, which is like found in breast milk. So once we got that good, like, you know, you found the formula, it's like, you know, you're easy. I think any
it kind of smooths things out for you a little bit.
Like that's like the, that was our biggest thing. Good. And so to be in a position now where she's been on it for months, it's just like, it's been amazing. You know, she's been
on it and she likes it and she accepts it. And that's awesome. And I think that like, I read your Instagram caption and I went onto your blog and like, you know, you've been so open about this part of your motherhood journey in addition to other parts in terms of like body acceptance and things that a lot of different moms deal with right off the bat. And I'm curious if like through this partnership, through this journey of yours, but also through other things that you've been talking about, did you like expect yourself to be so open about this? Or is it sort of like something that you're like, you feel kind of compelled to share from within almost?
Well, I guess I never expected to be so open in general. You know, when I started my blog Frenchie, it was just something that I had years of just telling my husband, like, I really want to kind of be really open with my community and my fans and my followers just in my journey in life. And I just felt like that was such a great outlet. So once I became very open in that area, it's hard not to be open in other areas. And especially with, there's this whole kind of like stigma around breastfeeding, like
that. For sure, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. I feel bad. Even actually, like when I first mentioned on Instagram that I was like not doing that, I had friends DM me being like, oh my gosh, one of my friends just became a mom and she's been feeling so guilty. It's not working. And she just saw your thing. And that made her feel so great. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's like, if you can do it, that's awesome. But if you can't, there are other options. And to be honest, like it's the same feeling that I get if I was even breastfeeding. I mean, she's right there. I'm looking into her eyes. I'm feeding her, you know, her formula and she's perfect.
There's that same closeness. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, to me, I feel like we need to kind of let go of that and stop putting so much pressure on, especially being a new mom. Like it's just, there's already such heightened things around.
Yeah. And it's like not new moms in general, but also like for you, it's a new mom in the public eye who people have been, you know, tracking your entire pregnancy journey. So it's like, you must feel that even heightened to just to like do it right. And it's like, there is no right way, you know, it's per person.
Whatever's right for your baby, to be honest, you know? And it's like, they'll give you the cues. And I just knew right away, it was just not going to work out for us. And I just know, or I just love that there's, you know, obviously other options that you can trust. And so, I was just really excited to team up with Enfamil because I feel like it just has to, you know, for me in my position, I'm like, if I can make someone feel less guilty and be like, it's okay, you don't have to do that. Like there's
absolutely
great options out there. And to be honest, like I even like it better because I don't have to count how many diapers, like there's a breastfeeding. It's like, that's anxiety.
Right. Totally. So
like, I don't have to worry. I know exactly what she's getting at all times. And that's just my way. And that's, you know, I think that I feel that's just the right way for us.
For sure. And I'm curious for you just more generally in terms of like yourself or your husband, what have you learned about, I don't know, your relationship or just you individually over the past 3 months? Because I'm sure that being a mom opens up new parts of yourself and your personality and how you are as a person that you didn't realize before.
I mean, my husband is the most patient man ever. That's what I really learned.
Thank you, Chris.
He is honestly, I mean, we had two puppies before we had a baby, like within the last 2 years, because we lost our dog 2 years
Maui,
ago.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I knew he was going to be a good dad, but I had no idea. Like,
right.
Such an amazing dad.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's like, they have such a bond. And the fact that he gets to feed her is also why they also have an amazing bond. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, I would say, I don't know what I've learned about myself, but I feel like, oh, I guess my intuition's stronger. Like I always had a really strong intuition, but it's gotten even stronger in that I read all the books that you should read, you know, having a baby. And the biggest advice is that, like, honestly, when you're in the moment, you'll know what to do. Like mm-hmm. all those books kind of like are overwhelming a little bit. And you're just like, oh my God, like how many more books do I have to read? But then once in the moment, you just know.
You like, just know.
What she needs. And mm-hmm. Like I even knew how to do her bath. And like, it was just like, I've never done this before. You know, you just kind of like, no, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's almost like if you're taking in too much information, it just starts going in one ear out the other almost. I feel like if you're before, yeah. especially just like in those months before, like I can't even imagine.
To learn a language, go to the place and really be in it and to learn it versus just like being in Spanish class, you know, like I just never could. So yeah, it's like you're in the moment, you're present with your baby. You're going to know exactly what they need.
Absolutely. And I think also one thing I love about Frenchie is that it promotes living healthy, but on a budget and also self-care and also a lot of things that kind of are interwoven into those ideas. But, and we just talked about sort of pressures that are put on new moms or especially new moms in the public eye. And because you have this blog that stands for all this stuff, I'm curious if you felt pressured to like, make sure that everything you're doing as a mom was like, you know, non-toxic and like all the, like you, everything, all the products you're using and stuff like that. Like, were the wheels spinning for you in that way? Or were you like, you know what, I need to give myself some grace and just do it as I want to do it and find what I want to use?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, what Frenchie has always been from the start is that it's a balance because my journey with being in the holistic world and meeting with tons of different like Eastern and Western, it's just like, it's all moderation. So it's not good to go all one way. And it's okay to have things that you love that are not non-toxic. And so that's mm-hmm. really kind of where Frenchie was born. And I mean, this is a perfect example. Like, of course I have like, you know, her crib that's like the best non-toxic crib on like, you know, block. And I like tend to get, you know, more non-toxic and organic things, but then there's definitely going to be, you know, certain things that I'm like, okay, like it's a balance. It's not like it all has to be one way.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, that's just probably my life. It's just always about balance. And I don't feel a ton of pressure on that stuff. I feel like I'm the type of person that, you know, I don't know, like I feel like I just always want to not put pressure on myself because I don't really thrive under pressure. I think the biggest pressure I felt was like losing weight, to be honest. Like I felt that, you know, there's that everyone's like, you're going to lose the weight when on the table. It's like, and then you actually think that's going to happen. And it's like, wait, no, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're so pregnant for so long. And I just want to fit back into my jeans again. And so that was really a lot of the pressure. And then that's when I had to like, I wrote a post about it. I was like, I had to let go of it. It's like, it's a different body right now. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I have to remember to thank my body for what it's been through instead of saying like, you're not good enough. Like you didn't as much weight as that person on Instagram and we're having the baby at the same time. It's like, we're all so different. And so we all really just need to support each other in those situations, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's what you just said is the perfect thing is like, you have to remind yourself that what your body just did is literally amazing. And it literally created a life. So like, if you're not like the exact body type that you were 10 months ago, like it's okay, you know? Okay. And yeah,
exactly. Like it takes 9 months to take it off anyway. Like, and it's just also, it's just, you know, it's like, yeah, I obviously would love to just be able to be that person, but I'm just not. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. Like we're all so different.
And we're good with it. You're so much good in life right now that like, we don't have to worry about that. You know, it's like,
yeah, I look at my baby and I'm like, I can't believe I created that.
It's absolutely. Yeah. So you recently had a VIP visitor and I think you broke a corner of the internet with it when Vanessa Hutchins came over.
I'm like, and
you're like, who did I not know about? No, but that was at least in my corner of the internet, that was everywhere. And again, I think it gets back to what I was saying at the beginning, which is like, a lot of us have been kind of following along on your career and your journey, both personally and professionally for 15 years now. I think the movie came out 15 years ago. And it's like, you guys have had a friendship for that, for as long as that's been out. And to me, it was just a reminder of how much that you guys have been through and seen together. And it's like, you know, you were in such different places in your life 15 years ago. And I'm curious if like the reaction to that, to those posts and like, did you have any time to sort of like reflect on that? Because like, again, it's like people have been along for the ride, and it's cool that she's right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not someone to like really reflect a lot in the moment.
Yeah.
But I obviously love to document, like anytime anyone's met Jupiter, I've documented.
Like, hey, I love it.
Camera. I'm like,
come
such
on,
a mom.
Instagram's a memory book. Yeah.
But what was wild to me was that, you know, Jupiter hasn't met a ton of people because mm-hmm. of obviously the situation. It's like, yeah. we don't have anyone that's not vaccinated around her. But with Vanessa, I've never seen Jupiter. She hasn't even done it for me. She like reached out, like, please hold me, to Vanessa. And I was like, oh my God. And so you could just tell Jupiter knew how much Vanessa means to me. And yeah, so it's like, it was definitely crazy. Cause I'll look at Vanessa and she'd like be looking at the baby. I'm like, can you believe it's mine? Like, it's just right. so weird. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, me and Vanessa are like the Courtney and Jenna friends.
No, but actually that's actually not a bad friends. Comparison.
And it's like beautiful that we get to share these amazing moments together. And, you know, it's so funny cause she just like would get so teary eyed, like just looking at the baby and stuff. And she's just so sweet, you know? So it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, even when you said that arms out thing, I kind of got the chills. I'm like, there is sort of that energy, I'm sure.
It for anyone else. Like it was wild. I was like, oh my God. She just was like, I mean, well, she's beautiful, Vanessa. So she was probably like, you're so beautiful.
That's amazing.
She just like, just knew, you know?
She has an eye. She has an eye.
Yeah.
I love it. And like, obviously you guys are so beyond like High School Musical being any sort of defining thing about your relationship, I think, because like, again, like it's been so long and you guys have again, been through so much together outside of that. But I think what I think is so kind of striking is like the continuation of the High School Musical brand into 2021. It's like, I was shocked when that show came out on Disney Plus and I was like, whoa, like it's like a whole new generation is going to be exposed to this. You know, this world, it's literally the same world that High School Musical took place in, but also these songs and these characters and things like that. How does it feel just as somebody who is part of that kind of OG group that is reaching this whole new generation in a new form, obviously, but,
yeah.
and they're not trying to replicate what you guys did, but it's a different approach, but it's still reaching new
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really seen the show. Mm-hmm. I saw like a little bit of it because I love Olivia Rodrigo's music. And so I was like,
yeah,
oh, she's in the show. And so I like watched a little bit of the first episode. And what I loved about it was that if you're gonna do something and bring something, you know, in a different form,
right.
I feel like that was the right way to do it. The fact that so different from the movies, I thought was really cool because this generation, it's just like, I don't know if it would have worked those movies because it was like so over the top. And it's like, you know, this generation's like so much cooler. Like they're just really into
they
like,
are.
They have like Millie Bobby Brown to look up to, you know? So I just am like, you know, I don't know if it would have worked as well, but it's really cool to see that they've continued in a different approach. And I think it's obviously working. And yeah, I mean, it feels really, it's a great to be a part of something like that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think one thing that I love about, I think you said, it's like this generation expects different things and they're cooler than I think us. But I think what to me is so great about the show is that it took that formula, but it also made it more diverse racially, but it also had the representation for queer people as well on that show yeah. is really honestly kind of,
that.
Yeah, it's kind of groundbreaking.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's kind of groundbreaking.
I know like we had discussions about, you know, Lucas who played Ryan and it's like the fact that we couldn't really like, you know, the best thing about Kenny Ortega was that he would try to do like little breadcrumbs of like, you knew, but like, we just weren't able to be as like open, I think. And the fact that the show does that is so, so, so cool. So I just feel like we're in this like better zone, you know, just with everything. I'm proud of Disney for
and it know. goes without saying, but you know, there was a gay male character that played Sharpay in their rendition of High School Musical in that show. Like that to me, like again, it wouldn't have gone down in 2007, whenever that was. Like that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. it's also like, I feel like that's the only character that could replace Sharpay, you know, like,
absolutely, she's like, a gay icon.
You know, that or Lady Gaga. So
could you imagine Lady Gaga playing Sharpay Evans? Like, come on.
I would love that.
And then last thing about,
I feel like
about
maybe who Sharpay grew up to be. So.
Hey, I think you're mind. You're like the Star is Born origin story is now.
Yes.
Last thing about the show, but you know, just again, as somebody who came up through the Disney system and you have your head completely on your shoulders and you're in such a good place in your life. But when you watch, you know, this new generation of kids going through that, and especially because it's a show that's tied to the movies that you were in. You know, with that, with the pressure and the intention and all that that comes with it, when you see the Olivia Rodrigos and the Joshua Bennetts coming up through that, like, what do you think? And is there something that you would like tell them that got you kind of through probably some of those like very high pressure times?
I don't know. I mean, I'm horrible at like, I don't like to put myself in that place to give advice because I'm still learning myself. And so I've always, especially like growing up, I just never really, I never looked up to celebrities in that way because I'm like, oh, they're humans, they're people and they're going to mess up too. And it kind of puts them too much on like a pedestal or something. And so I don't know. I don't know what advice I would give, except I would say just be present, you know, like I think that when I was younger, it was just like so much stuff happening. And was I the most present person sometimes? Probably not. Was I like taking in and reflecting, like you say, like like not. I was just like in
easier
this,
said
like,
than done.
Thing. And I probably should have taken moments, I think, and been like, this is the craziest and coolest thing ever. I mean, I always was very grateful for it, but I guess, just to be like really present in the moment, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Ash, I think we have time for one more question, but I'm curious just for you, like, obviously today is sort of, you know, kicking, getting back into work and all that, but are you just kind of taking it week by week, month by month in terms of what you want to get into over for the next year as you continue to kind of your motherhood journey, or how are you kind of thinking about getting back into work kind of full throttle?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely jumped back into work, you know, pretty early on. I took my moment to kind of just like be with Juju. And I just then finally was like, you know, well, Frenchie, it's like all about writing. So it's hard because sometimes I'll get writer's block, but I jumped back into Frenchie right away. And, you know, with everything from, you know, movies and TV, I think the only thing that's pretty much changed is more that in the past I would be like, oh yeah, that sounds fun. Like, let's do that. And now because I have a baby, I'm just like, okay, I'm focused on what I really want to do in TV. What kind of characters I really want to play in movies. And so I'm not as much like, yeah, sure, because I have the time. It's like, well, no, I want to spend that time with my baby. So it's like, now I'm just like ultimately really focused on exactly what I want to do versus just kind of being like, let's just do, you know, let's just have fun. And like, I love that, obviously, so I'm always working, but
I think that's a good way to be. That's a good way to be and kind of accept that energy and of only where you want it to come from, you know? And then
Exactly. And I think she's given me confidence that I'm like, yeah, I do deserve to do like, you know, that type of show. And I do deserve this, you know? So it's like, I just had a baby.
I feel like a
super powerful woman. So,
I love it. Ashley Tisdale, it was so fun to talk to you. Where can people follow you and learn more about your partnership after listening to this?
Yeah, I'm on Ashley Tisdale across kind of all socials.
Yeah.
So, and then also tune into Frenchie because I'm always writing about my journey. And thank you so much for talking with me.
Of course. Thank you so much, Ashley.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. For more celebrity interviews, subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us, as any show of support you can give us would be greatly appreciated. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Twitter and Instagram, and you can follow In The Know at In The Know on Twitter and at Watch In The Know on Instagram. We'll talk to you next time.